The Yeshiva Gedol of Johannesburg proudly presents the Wednesday evening shiur, covering the Parashas HaShavua, the Yomim Tovim, and other special topics as delivered by its founder and Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Israel Chaim Goldfein, Zichrono Livrocha. Details regarding how to order additional shiurim follow immediately after the conclusion of the shiur.
Good evening, everyone. This week's Parashas is Parashas Vayera. Vayera Elov. Hashem be'elene mamre, v'hu yeshiv pesach ohel kechem hayom. And the Almighty appeared to Avraham in a place called Elone Mamre, and Avraham was sitting in front of the tent during the heat of the day. Rashi brings, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu come to visit Avraham? Levakre esachela. He brings from the Gemara in Bava Metzia, Daf Pei Vav, levakre esachela, to visit and to care for the sick. The Rebbe Chama Bar Chanina says it was the third day of the Bris Milah. In the previous parsha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had commanded Avraham to circumcise himself and his household, and now it was the third day of the Bris Milah, and it's brought that on the third day there's a special discomfort and pain from an operation, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu came v'shol b'shleimai to find out how Avraham is, how he's doing. From here we see a source to the mitzvah of Bikur Chaylim, that one is obligated, or is a mitzvah, to visit and care for the sick. Now the Gemara explains the source further in Masechet Seita and Daf Yudalid, at the end of the first perek. The Gemara states, the pasuk in Devarim Yud Gimel, that you shall go after the Lord your God. You shall walk after him. Is it possible for a person to walk with the Almighty? Kodesh Baruch Hu is like a consuming fire. What does this mean? This means that you shall walk after him, you shall emulate his character, his quality. Mahu malbish arumim, just like he clothes the naked. And the Gemara brings a source for this, so therefore you also shall clothe the naked. HaKadosh Baruch Hu bikar chaylim, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu visits the sick and cares for the sick. And the Gemara brings Ar Posuk, that the Almighty came to visit Avraham. Therefore you also shall go and visit the sick. Now from here we see firstly that this is a mitzvah. And it's a mitzvah min HaTorah. Because the mitzvah of Acharei Hashem Elokeichem Teilechu, that you shall follow in the ways of the Almighty, that's a mitzvah min HaTorah, and it's counted by the Rambam and other Rishonim amongst the Taryag mitzvahs, the 613 mitzvahs. So from here we see to visit and care for the sick, this is a mitzvah min HaTorah. A second point we see is this is something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself does. He came to see how Avraham was doing. And a third point is we see that it's a particular type of mitzvah, not like the regular mitzvahs. For example, we have a mitzvah to sit in a sukkah, we have a mitzvah to take a lulav, we have a mitzvah to blow a shofar. There we are obligated to do those mitzvahs simply because the Almighty has commanded. But in this mitzvah, it's not only to visit the sick, but it's to emulate the ways of the Almighty. The mitzvah is to emulate His ways. Acharei Hashem Elokeichem Teilechu, that you shall follow His ways. So this means that when one does this mitzvah, not only is he doing something what the Almighty commanded, like for example Sukkah or Lulav, but he is emulating the character of the Almighty. And just as He cares for the sick, so is it a mitzvah upon us to do so accordingly. So those three points we can learn from here. that it's a mitzvah min HaTorah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself visits the sick, and therefore it's the type of mitzvah we are obligated to do because we are commanded to emulate his ways. We have another source, excuse me, also for this mitzvah, and this is from a pasuk in Parshas Yisro. In Parshas Yisro, which is Shmos Yud Ches, Posuk Chof, when Yisro came to Moshe and he told him, he gave him the Eitzah, the counsel, that he shouldn't judge the people all by himself, he won't be able to, but he should appoint a system of judges and courts. So he said, "V'hizarta esem esachukim v'esatoros." You will be able this way to command them and to caution them in all of the statutes and all of the Torahs. V'hidata lehem esaderech, and you will be able to make it known to them, to teach them the derech, the way yilchuvo, that a person shall go, v'samasa asher yasun, and what the person shall do. The Gemara in Bava Metzia, Daf Lamed, the Gemara brings, Daf Lamed Amud Beis, the Gemara from each one of these words, darshans, expounds another mitzvah, that you shall caution them on all of the statutes in the Torahs, and you shall make known to them the derech, the way, yilchu, that they shall go, and the deed that they shall do. So the Gemara darshans mitzvahs from each of these words. So from the word yilchu, the way that you shall go, you shall walk, yelchu, the Gemara says, zu bikar cholim. From here we learn the mitzvah of bikar cholim. So we have yet another source to this mitzvah. The question is asked, why is this mitzvah of bikar cholim, why is it expressed in the Torah with the word yelchu, that you shall go, you shall walk? Could be expressed in many ways, or other mitzvahs could be expressed this way also. So why? I remember last year we were discussing this, and our good friend Rabbi Eloy, who davens here on Shabbos, showed me in the Torah Tamima, where the Torah Tamima asked the question. And he says, perhaps the reason is because generally, he says, also we find the Gemara always uses the expression "nichnasu levaker es achila." They went in to visit the sick. He says, generally, the chole, the sick person, is kept in the most inner chambers. He's not kept in the rooms near the outside of the house, but the more inner chambers for better protection. So generally, when you go to visit a sick person, you have to go. You have to go in. And that's why it states, Nichnasu, they went in. And that's why the Gemara expresses it, Yelchuvo. It's a mitzvah that you go for. But later I found in the Maral a deeper explanation. Although that explanation is very good, but a deeper explanation. He's not saying it actually on this posuk, but the explanation he gives will answer our question very well. He says this is a mitzvah that you can fulfill only by going. Only. Why? He says the mitzvah of tzedakah, of charity, that you can fulfill in your home. A man comes to your house, and he needs money, and you give him money, you have fulfilled the mitzvah. All right, if you want to go and look for people in need in the community, that's a greater dimension. But the actual mitzvah you can fulfill in your home without going anywhere. People come to you, they're in need, and you give them money. Not so with bikar cholim. The word bikar, what does the word bikar mean? And we say it means visit. That's a very loose translation. The actual word bikar means to investigate. To investigate very carefully. Like it states, levakir bein tev l'ra. Bika Chelem means to investigate carefully the needs of the sick. Because if you wait for a sick person to come to you and tell you what he needs, he might never get to you. He might never get to you, he might die before he comes to you. A sick person is not in a position to go to people. So those people who wait for sick people to come to them, they're not fulfilling the mitzvah Bikur Chelem. The mitzvah Bikur Chelem is the mitzvah to be ma'ayim, to carefully investigate what are the needs of the sick. Is he getting proper medical attention? Is he getting proper physical attention? Is he being fed? Is he warm? Does he have enough panoso, and so forth and so on? And the only way you can fulfill that is by going to the choler, not waiting for the sick person to come to you. That's why it always states in the Gemara, nichnasu levaker es acholer, that they went to see what the needs of the sick were. So now it's very good why this is expressed in the Torah as aderech yilchuvo. What's a mitzvah that you can fulfill only by going? Zubikar chelim, that's the mitzvah of Bikur Chelem, of investigating the needs of the sick. These are the sources for this mitzvah. Let's go into some of the particulars of the mitzvah. What is the obligation of the that's placed upon a person in regards to this mitzvah? This is from the mitzvahs of Gemilas Chasodim, of doing chesed, kindliness, one to another, begufei, which means physically. It's not necessarily b'memeina. This is a mitzvah that does not necessarily cost money. You're not asked here to give from your money. And therefore, this is included in the Mishnah at the beginning of Masech Tepeah that states, Eilu Dvorim Shein Lamshir, that there are certain mitzvahs that are no limitations. And one of those mitzvahs is Gemilas Chesed Shebegufay, to do chesed to another person physically. If it's with your money, then there are limitations. There's only so much you have to give. The Gemara brings, you're not obligated to spend more than a fifth of your wealth on mitzvahs. But since this is what something that you do physically, so there's no shear, there's no limitation, lamato or lamalo. And this the Gemara brings in the Dorim and Aflamateh Somat Beis. This means that the smallest act that you do for a sick person, you fulfill a mitzvah. And how many times, no matter how many times you do it during the course of a day, the Gemara says, Afilu kuf po'omim, 100 times a day, you still fulfill a mitzvah. There are some mitzvahs you cannot do that. For example, when it comes to matzah, you must eat a certain amount. If you do not eat that amount, you have not fulfilled the mitzvah. And once you eat that amount, so basically you fulfill the mitzvah. If you eat more, you're not necessarily fulfilling another mitzvah. The same thing with lulav and so forth. But with Bikur Chelem, the smallest act is a mitzvah, and there's no shir lemalo, there's no maximum. As long as it's letzerech acholeh, as long as you don't become a nuisance to the choler, which we will speak about shortly, as long as it's for the need of the choler. Also, the Gemara explains that there's also no shia, there's no limitation as to who should visit who. The Gemara says, "Afil godel eitzel kot." Even a godel generally means an adult. A kotten generally means a minor. Even an adult is a mitzvah, an obligation to visit a minor. The Chofetz Chaim Zichrono Livracha in his Sefer Avos Chesed in Perek Gimel, he says, and actually this also is mashma from Rashi in the Dorim, he says that this doesn't mean here a godel and kotten, an adult and a minor. Because that's a dover poshut, that's obvious. Why shouldn't you be obligated to care for the needs of a sick person just because he's a minor? He's still Bechlal Yisrael, he's a fellow Jew, and you have to do it. It means godel the cotton in regards to the stature of the person. Let's say that one person, the one who's sick, is a very simple person. The other one is a very great person. He's a great Rav, he's a great Talmud Chochem, and so forth. So on that also is the mitzvah an obligation that even a Godel Eitzel Kotten, even a great person to a much lesser person, is also in the mitzvah of Bikur Chaylim. And we do not say there are some mitzvahs that we say Zokin Veina Lefich Feidi. For example, the Gemara brings in Ashavas Aveda. If you find a lost article of your friend, you have to return it to him. So the Gemara says, what happens if you see your friend's horse or donkey going astray? Then you must go after it, and you must take it home with you, and you must see that he returns it. So it says, what happens if he says, okay, let's say the person who saw the donkey or the horse going astray, he happens to be a great Rav, or he happens to be a dying, a member of the Beis Din or the Sanhedrin, does he also have to chase the donkey and the horse? The Gemara says no. The Gemara brings a proof that he doesn't have to, Zokin Veina Lefich Feidi, because this is not within his honor. Here we don't say that. Here he's obligated, and it's a mitzvah for him to visit. Now why should we say this? Where do we have a source? So the Chofetz Chaim says we have a wonderful source for this. Like from our Sedra, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who came to visit Avraham Avinu after the Bris Milah. The Almighty is much greater than Avraham. So we see Afilu, a Godel, even someone who's much greater, there's still a mitzvah for him to visit a lesser person. A similar halacha we have, the Chofetz Chaim brings, is from the Gemara in Ervin on Yud Ches Amud Beis. The Gemara says, that after the Almighty made man, and then from man he made woman, so it states in the Torah, Vayivi'ehu al ha'odom, that he brought her to man. So he did. He brought them together. Melamed shos HaKadosh Baruch Hu shushvinis la'odom arishon. What does it mean, he brought them together? He made the chasana. So from here we see, the Gemara says, that the Almighty became a shushvinis. A shushvinis is like a best man. He became a best man or an aide for the chosin and for the hakala of Todem Arishon. Shenishtadl, Rashi says, b'chitunai l'samchai l'sasek b'tzorchei sudas chupa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the one who prepared the chasana, and he was misameach them. He caused them to rejoice, and he is the one who took care of the sudas chupa. This is what a shushvinis usually does, takes care of the chupa with the suda. And this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. So the Gemara says, Mikan legodl sheyase shushvinis lekotn val yeralai. So from here we learn that when it comes to a mitzvah like Simchas Kotzen Mekala, even a great person can be a shushvin. He can be from the assistance to the Kotzen and Kala, and he shouldn't worry from the fact that he's much greater than the people that he's assisting. So that's a similar principle. So therefore the same thing here. I feel a godly to cotton, even a greater person to a lesser person. Incidentally, from here we can extend it to one point further, that it would seem then this should be the principle by all Gemilas Chesed, wherever it comes to doing kindliness for another person. So that's the obligation of the Bikur, of the caring for the sick. What about the times that one should visit? In the Shulchan Aruch and Yoredei Simin Shin Lamed Hei, where these halachas are brought, it says as states as follows: Akrevim va'achaverim nichnosin miyad shenechla. When a person falls sick. Now here we're speaking not with someone who, you know, he has a cold or he gets a little flu. Hopefully it doesn't become serious. We're speaking of serious sickness. If a person falls sick, it states that immediately his relatives and his close friends go to visit him. Barharachekim acher gimel yomim. But those who are not so close should not come until after 3 days. Ki hechi delei lisrei mazlei. In order that they shall not affect his mazel or cause his mazel to deteriorate. This means you must be careful not to give a name of a chole to someone who's not a chole. It's the same thing when we make a tefillah, a mishaberech for a chole. You must be careful that only to make a mishaberech for a chole, that particular mishaberech that calls him a chole, only if he is a chole. If he's not, you must not do it. You can make another mishaberech, but not as a chole. Because sometimes if you give him a name of a chole, that can affect his mazel if he's not a chole. So if a person falls sick, sometimes it could be, please God, a false alarm. Hey, they thought he was sick, but now it's nothing. So therefore you don't want the entire community to start coming to visit him, because we'll go be yetzei Hashem chayle, we'll go out to the community that he's a sick person. And maybe he's not sick, therefore you shouldn't jump in right away. But for the first 3 days you should wait. The family and the very close friends, they go immediately. But after, and the others wait for 3 days. After 3 days, then then the others can go. Now, what is the purpose of the beaker? When one goes to visit, what should he have in mind? What should he do? The purpose of the beaker is simply lohokol me'olav acholeh, acholi, lesalek mimenu ayisurin, b'chol ma'ade efshir, to lighten the burden of sickness from him, and to lighten his suffering, whichever way a person can do this. This is the purpose. If a person just goes just to visit, just for the sake of visiting without doing some of this, then that's not Bikur Chaylim. Bikur Chaylim means where he goes to help lighten the sickness from him, help to cure him, and to comfort him from the affliction that he's having. And this is at every level, a physical level, at an intellectual level, at an emotional level, at a spiritual level. For example, if he can do something to see that he's getting proper medical attention, this is the best bika cholim. Many times you have people who are sick and they're not getting medical attention, or they're getting the wrong medical attention, or they're getting third or fourth rate medical attention. This is the greatest thing a person can do, because this is mamish, this is actually helping to cure him. Doctors and nurses, they have this mitzvah all of the time. And the better medical attention they can give someone, so they fulfill this mitzvah all of the time. Secondly, to make him more comfortable. The Gemara brings in the Dorim that Rabbi Kiva had a Talmud that was sick, and there was no one to care for him, and Rabbi Kiva went in, v'rivtzo, v'chibdo, and he swept his room for him, and he cleaned up, and he cleaned his clothing for him, to make him more comfortable. And the Gemara praises that this was the mitzvah of Bikur Chaylim, to see that he's getting proper food. Many times there are sick people, nobody's caring for them, they cannot run out and back and forth, and they're not getting proper food. And it's more important for a sick person to have proper food than a healthy person. This is a mitzvah rabba. This is a very great mitzvah. So anything that you can do for him, medically, physically. Another important area is emotionally. This is an area which is very neglected, and we'll go into this in a minute. But what do we mean emotionally? A sick person is very, his spirits are down. By raising his spirits, first of all, you're making him much more comfortable. He's suffering, a person who has high spirits, so he can endure the suffering much, much better. if you raise his spirits and you make him happy, so you're certainly making the suffering easier and making him more comfortable. But more than that, the Gemara says in many, many places that a sick person who is demoralized and depressed, this is a sakona hilai, this is a danger for him. It's a danger for him to the point where this can kill him. And if not, it certainly can slow the process of a refuah shleima. So therefore, not only is it important to pick up a sick person's spirits for his own comfort, but for his own well-being and health. Panososai. Another area is a person sick, many times there's no one to care for him financially or to care for his family financially while he's sick. If someone's in a position to care, to do something, many times he has a business or he has a shop and it's going neglected. So this is a great area. And finally, another area, spiritually, in inyan hamitzvahs. If you can be mezakeh a chayla, if you can give a chayla a mitzvah, you're giving him something very great. Now, so because of this, so here are some of the points which one has to keep in mind. When a person deals with a sick person, he has to be very careful not to do anything to the contrary of what we have said. Not to do anything which will make him more sick or make him suffer more or cause him any anguish. Therefore, firstly, he must be careful not to bother him too much. There are many well-being people that come and visit other people, sick people, but they don't know what they should do or what they are doing, and they overbother a person. I've heard many times where people come and they tell me later on they were here and they stayed for a half an hour and an hour and they exhausted the patient. Now this is not Bikur Chaylim. Not only this is not Bikur Chaylim, this is a tremendous Avera. Because not only they're not fulfilling the mitzvah of Bikur Chaylim, but they're bringing more discomfort, or they can even harm a patient that way. Because of this, the Gemara brings, and it's brought in Shulchan Aruch, in Mevakrin Chayli Reish V'Chayli Inayim Sha'adover Koshelehen, that people whose sicknesses involve severe headaches, or whose sicknesses involve problems of vision. So the Gemara says you should refrain from visiting them outright, because it's difficult for them to talk. So you're just becoming a tircha, you're just becoming a nuisance to them. What should you do? You should not go in actually to see them, but you should investigate the needs through their relatives and find out what you can do for them. But to go and talk to them and be with them, you must be careful, because this can become a nuisance to them. So this is the general principle. Because of this, you must listen to the doctors. It's very surprising how many times doctors will instruct the nurses or the sisters or so forth that this patient must not have any visitors, a visitor should only be there for 5 minutes, or only so many visitors, and people think it's the greatest mitzvah to go against the instructions of the doctors and visit him more. So this is one point that a person must bear in mind, that we must bear in mind. A second point now, a person must bear in mind what he must be careful from is not to embarrass the patient or in any way lower his dignity. Many times we forget that a patient also is like any other human being, and he has dignity like any other person. And this is forgotten in many, many times by the professionals also. I remember when Rabbi Tendler was here, Rabbi Dr. Tendler was here, and he was giving shiurim, he was giving lectures to the doctors. So he told them one of the most important things in a good Jewish hospital, where there should be dignity for the patients, is to get rid of the hospital uniforms that they give the patients and give them something decent to wear where they can keep up their dignity a bit. But this is source. The Gemara says, for example, if someone is sick with some type of sickness that proves to be an embarrassment to him, if people are there, then you're not allowed to visit, because it's embarrassing for him. If it's embarrassing for him, it's certainly a great discomfort and a great stress. So therefore, we must bear in mind that patients are also sensitive in this area and do everything to raise the dignity of the patient, the covered habrius, the dignity of the patient. Another point we must bear in mind, how we speak to a patient. Chalila, heaven forbid, you must not say, we're speaking to someone who, again, someone who's seriously sick. You must not say strong words to him. A dovra kosher. You must not speak to him in a harsh manner, because the patient's spirits are down anyhow. And if you speak to him in a harsh manner, this is only going to drive his spirits down even further. And as I mentioned, this could be dangerous for the patient, and it certainly is not going to help the patient. And therefore you must be very careful the way you speak to a patient. And unfortunately, many people and even professionals are not careful in this. And in a similar vein, you must not tell the patient anything that will upset him. You must not tell him upsetting news. For example, the Gemara brings that if a patient is seriously sick and you have people in the room who don't understand, they see how seriously sick he is, so they start crying in front of him, these people you're obligated to chase out of the room. They have no right to be in the room, because they can kill that patient. Many times it's well intentions, but if they want to cry, they must go out of the room. Because what they're doing is they're panicking the patient. Mora brings that it's a mitzvah to a patient who's very seriously ill to say vidui, which we'll go into in a minute. You come to him and you tell him to say vidui, in other words, to ask for forgiveness for all of his chatoim, all of his sins. So it states that when you say vidui, you must approach it in a way that will not panic him. You tell him that this doesn't mean necessarily that the end is coming. There are many, many people that say vidui and they live, and so forth. And it states that if there are people in the room and they start getting upset over this and they start to cry, then according to the deen, you're obligated to see that they leave the room. They're not allowed to be in the room, because they will cause the downfall of the chayil of the sick person. So in this vein, you must be very careful what you relate to the cholera. Now, this is in the same in regards to the sickness. Let's say that they give him tests, and the doctors come to the conclusion that he has a very, very serious disease. It's terminal or whatever it might be. It's very serious. Unfortunately, today, there are many doctors, many professionals, who feel that you have to put everything on the line. I know cases where they came to hear the results and they were told, the family and the sick person himself, that the person is a goner. He's got this or that and finished. Now on this, the Gemara holds, this itself could kill the patient. You don't tell the patient anything that will upset him. Because someone who is in a situation of sickness, to be upset is a sakona. There are many sources of the Gemara in this. For example, the Gemara brings, and we learned it last year in Baba Basra, 2 years ago. Gemara brings, if a man is, he feels that he's dying and he wants to give away some of his possessions, he wants to give this to that son and this to that son, so it's not legal until you have a formal legal kinyan. You must have the formal legal acquisition of it. So the Gemara brings that Matan Shchiv Mara Be'amira is Kena Be'amira. They made a special law that when you're dealing with a person who's very, very sick, that just by what he, by his instructions alone, it'll become legal. Because if he feels that it won't become legal, so then that's going to start to panic him. Because he knows he's got to give away these possessions to the ones he wants to quickly. And panic is a sakona. The Gemara brings another source, it's the Gemara in Aveir Zora. But the Gemara says that, Gemara brings that if there are people who have magical cures for sicknesses or for snake bites, a Jew is not allowed to involve himself in these things because this borders on Darkei Ameiri, Kishuf, and other things like that, sorcery and so on. So we're not allowed to engage ourselves in magical cures. So the Gemara brings that if a person is bit by a snake, Gemara brings you can say a magical cure for it. So the Rambam explains why. He says even though it's nonsense, but when a person is bit by a snake, he goes into a state of shock, he goes into a state of panic. And that itself is a sakona. That itself is a danger to his life. And this will cool him down. If this will help to relax him, then you're allowed to. Because b'mokum sakon, in a place of danger, you're allowed to be aver isurim, to transgress other isurim, other prohibitions. Therefore, it would become allowed. At any rate, there are many sources where the Gemara expresses that to put a sick person into a state of panic or fear or shock is shvichas domin. That itself can seal his fate. Therefore, he must do everything to the contrary. To give the patient the diagnosis of the bitter end, that is no mitzvah whatsoever. Sometimes it's necessary to tell him some things because sometimes he thinks he's not seriously sick, and he is, and he has to. The doctors have to communicate to him how serious he is, so he'll take care of himself. Sometimes it's necessary. So if it is, then this must be done though with great kochma, with great wisdom and diplomacy, and with great mesinus. It must be done slowly. Not just to jump in. It must be done slowly to work a person up to the situation, to avoid panic and shock. We see HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself did this. Where? In this Sedra. In this Sedra, at the end of this Sedra is the Akedah, where Abraham came to, Hashem came to Abraham, and he told Abraham, this is in Pasuk Beis, Bereishis Chof Beis, Kachno es bincha shechitcha asher ahavta es Yitzchok. Take your son, your only son, the son that you loved, Yitzchok. V'lama legil le bitchila? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu take so much time in telling him what to do? He should have said immediately, take Yitzchok. First he said, there's a whole discussion Rashi explains. First he said, take your son. So Avraham said, I have two sons, Yitzchok and Ishmael. So he said, take your only son. He says, they're both only sons. They're both single sons, one to one mother and the other to the other mother. So Kosh Baruch Hu said, the one you love. He says, I love them both. Finally he said, Yitzchok. So what was the necessity of all of this for? There were a few reasons, but one reason Rashi says, Sholeila arvavo pisaim, v'tazuch daitolo v'titraf. Vititoref. In order that Avraham shouldn't get so confused and shocked immediately, therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to him bit by bit. So that's a very important rule that one must remember, that you must be very careful not to tell the Chole anything which will upset him. And if it is necessary, but this is if it's necessary, if it's imperative that he must know it, then it has to be done in a very slow, diplomatic way, and little by little. Otherwise, a person can hasten the sickness, hasten the death, heaven forbid. Another example in this vein is, you should not tell a chole bad news. We come to visit a sick person and we're talking to him. We want to tell him interesting things. So many times people tell the patients everything bad that happened. Must not tell him bad news, because bad news is upsetting. Not only that, but even important bad news. If heaven forbid, which is very common, that someone is sick and a close relative of his dies. So there are people that run to the chayla and they tell them, you know, your brother died, your sister died, your cousin died, or so forth and so on. This is an avera. Because what are they doing? They're making him feel better. They're taking a sick person and they're making him sicker. Now actually the halacha is that one is never allowed to tell bad news. And the Gemara brings in many cases that when someone died, there was a question, who should go tell? Nobody would step forward. Everyone moved back. It's a mitzvah to be a bearer of good news. To be a bearer of bad news is not a mitzvah. It was always difficult to find out who should go and bring the bad news. And the only time, if someone, heaven forbid, dies, the only time you're allowed to tell people about it, if it's their family that can go and they're obligated to occupy themselves with the burial of the person, so they have to know that he died because now they have a mitzvah to go bury him and take care of all of the arrangements, or for people to know in order to come and give honor to his burial, or for people to come to know in order to give comfort to the mourners. All right, there we permit to tell a person that you may tell. But even then, I know from cases, many cases of Gedalim, Rosh Yeshivas, when they would tell, they would be very careful the way to tell. Okay. At best, they would try not to tell openly. But if it's not relevant to the burial of the person, or to the giving honor to the person, or giving honor to the Avelim, then it's not necessary to tell, it's an Aveda to tell. And the Gemara says, Meitzi Dibuk is a Kshil, someone who does is a fool. Not allowed to. And even a relative. If one relative has another relative that dies, let's say overseas, and there's nothing this person can do about it. Let's say the one here is very old and there's no consideration whatsoever. She's not capable, or he's not capable of going overseas to take care of, to get involved at all. The halacha is you're forbidden to tell that person, not now, but, and we're speaking about a healthy person, not now but forever. You're not allowed to tell that person died. This is brought in Shulchan Aruch Yadadeya, and the source for this is the Gemara that we learned in Psochim, in the first Perek in Psochim. Let me just see if I can find it here. The Aruch HaShulchan brings it in Yadadeya Simon Tov Beis. In Simon Tov Beis,
Yoredea, Sibyu Dalet, Misha Meisle Meis Vele Nedele. A person who a relative died and he doesn't know about it. You're not obligated to tell him. Vafilu ba'ovi v'ima. Even if his father or mother died, you're not obligated to tell him. V'azeh ne'mar ma'itidi ba'hu k'shil. And on this it says that the one who tells him is a fool. And it's very unfortunate that people think it's the greatest mitzvah to come and they rush in with the news. But Amrinan bin Nozir, the Gemara brings him a sech to Nozir, Maisu meisoviv shal Rab Tzodik b'ginizik v'hidiyah leilacha shlei shodim. Rab Tzodik's father died, and he was in a different place. His father was in a different, faraway place, and he was never told until 3 years later. V'im hoya mitzvah lahidiyah lehoya nimnoim lahidiyah. And if it would be a mitzvah to tell him, so people would have told him. And even though now's brought halacha that the person is theoretically a novel, he's theoretically a mourner. He doesn't know about it, but theoretically he's a mourner. If he's a mourner, he cannot come to chasanas. Can you invite him to a chasana? The din is you can. You can invite him to a chasana, to a simcha, everything. Because since he doesn't know, he doesn't have to fulfill the mourning. Now, this is the basic halacha. The Hashulchan brings min hogeinu. Our custom is to tell bebonim zchorim leidim ki shemes avim ha'imam kidei she'emru kadosh. Our custom is not to tell unless, like we mentioned, they can do something about it, right? But if they're in a position where they cannot do anything about it, not to tell, or if it's something which already happened in the past and the person's already buried, not to tell, except sons, male sons, the only ones that we tell, in order they should say Kaddish. That's our custom, even though it seems that this is not the basic halacha, because we brought from before that by Reb Tzodik, they didn't even tell him. But he says, our custom is to tell in another place where nothing can be done, or let's say the news only reaches after he was already buried. So then we tell the sons, in order that they should say Kaddish. The daughters we don't. Avul babonis ain't min klal leidiyah. Daughters not. And certainly not brothers or sisters or other relatives. Now this is all to a healthy person. So he's not speaking here in regards to a sick person. So to come to a hospital and tell a sick person who's in bed, see, that your brother died or your sister died, see, or this one died, or there's even cases that Cholila, someone sick in bed and they have a child, a son that dies. Right? This is a great Aveira. A tremendous Aveira to tell him. Because there's nothing he can do about it from the hospital bed. And what you're doing is you're succeeding in breaking his heart. Right? So in other words, you're succeeding in putting the final touches on him. You'll put him into the grave sooner. And unfortunately, people are not aware of this, or they don't want to be aware. Now the Or Hashulchan brings that in regards to this halacha, we are not allowed to lie. We don't tell, but we're not allowed to say explicitly a lie. But we can evade it. For example, the Gemara brings where someone came from a faraway land, and there he met a man, and the man says, "You come from this land. Do you know my father or my mother that lived there?" So he says, "Yes." So he says, "Is my father still alive?" And the father was dead. So he couldn't tell him that the father's still alive. The father was dead. That would be an outright lie. And it says, "Midvar sheker tirchok." You're not allowed to say a lie. But on the other hand, he wouldn't say that your father died. So he told him, "Your mother's alive." This is what he answered him. See? He says, "Is my father still alive?" So he answered, "Your mother's alive." He wouldn't say anything else. In other words, this way he didn't tell him outrightly the news, and at the same time he didn't say a lie. So if a person is cornered into it, he has to be careful. He cannot lie, but he should not explicitly tell the bad news either. But this is when dealing with a healthy person. Dealing with a sick person, not only are you allowed to lie, it's a mitzvah to lie. If you come to the hospital and the man in the bed or the woman in the bed says, how's my brother or how's my sister? He wasn't well. How is he? And meantime he had died. You tell him he's well. Because we're dealing here with a sakona. And as dangerous, deichik kol yisurim shivateira. Deichik is even deichik Shabbos. See? A sakona. That on Shabbos, this man, would you be allowed to do something for him on Shabbos? You certainly would. So if you could do something for him on Shabbos, if you could cook for him and do whatever necessary on Shabbos, you certainly can tell him some false information. So you tell him, don't worry, your brother's fine, your sister's fine, everything is fine, and you change the subject. This is something very important that we must keep in mind. So the principle is to be careful what you say, so in no ways it should be yachpi des acheli, make the sickness heavier or make the recovery more difficult. Because the mitzvah is to help him recover and to comfort him from the yisurim. Now, a further point on this, because of this then, it's the greatest mitzvah to be misameach. People want to know that when you come to visit someone, what should you do? Say, what can I do? I'm not in a position. He's got people taking care of him. He's got the best doctors. What can I do? A tremendous mitzvah is to be misameach, to make him happy. Because if we see that depression or fear, the Gemara holds that's a danger for a chayla. Then if you pick up his spirits, if you make him happy, if you make him laugh, then that will be a tremendous refuah. Today doctors are finding out, they're doing a lot of research in this, that laughter, they are finding out, is a biological cure to many, many sicknesses. So to come into a chayla and to make him laugh and to make him happy, what you're doing, you're lifting him out from his depression, from his fear, to bolster his confidence and to strengthen his outlook. This is a mitzvah rabba. This is a very, very great mitzvah. And who knows how much you can be doing to cure the patient that way. Sometimes even more than the medicines. Because actually the medicines, many times all they are doing is precipitating various hormones in the body to go to work. When a person is happy and he stops worrying, that can do that even better. So it certainly will help, and it's a very great mitzvah. And secondly, the Gemara says that in Ashkina Sheira Lemitech Simcha, that when a person is rejoicing, it brings the Shechina, the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that a chayla needs. The Gemara says a chayla has the Shechina watching over him, but if he will be happy, this will bring even more rejoicing to him and more Shechina. So a very great mitzvah then is just the contrary, to raise up the morale and the spirits of the patient and to make him happy. Now another area that we mentioned is tikkun nafshei. What you can do for him in a spiritual dimension. And this is very important. If you can get him to do mitzvahs, so this is a great schus. You're doing a lot for him. Because it's many times that this is what the chayla needs. The chayla needs a schus of a mitzvah. And the schus of a mitzvah can help him in this world. If it won't help him in this world, certainly it will help him in the next world. So for example, many times a person is very sick, and you can talk to him about tzedakah. Chofetz Chaim brings that if you can get a chole to pledge tzedakah, he says that itself can bring the refuah shleima, because it states that tzedakah tatzel mimoves. Tzedakah saves a person from death. You tell him, look, do something for the community, do something for some poor people or so forth, and if he says a good idea, I will do this. This can be a great schus it's a mitzvah to help him organize if he's very sick and it looks like he's going. So it's a great mitzvah that he should, to help him organize all of his last testaments. And make arrangements for his household and so forth. Now the Chofetz Chaim brings, he said, from the Chayodim. The Chayodim brings that there was a minig in many kehillas where they had a takona. They had an ordinance that after a person was sick for a certain amount of days, so the gaboim from the community would come in to visit him, and they would say that the custom in this community is that after you're sick for so many days, everyone must finalize his will and give instructions what to do for his family and so forth. He says this was very good because then people took it as a matter of fact because everyone did it. He says now you come into someone and you talk to him like that, this itself can give him the shock of his life, and therefore you have to be very careful. So he said, if such a custom can be made in your communities, he says, this is a wonderful thing. Because they took it as a matter of fact, and it was very good this way. If not, then he says, you have to approach it very, very carefully and very diplomatically. Sometimes a chole, you can get him to learn Torah. You can get him to listen to shurim, tapes. You can get him to do tshuva, vidui. Again, it's brought that vidui also has to be done very diplomatically, where you tell him that many have asked for pardon and atonement before they died, and they lived many, many years afterwards. And many didn't, and they died without it. So you get him to do vidui, but it has to be done very diplomatically. And a very important, any type of mitzvah, and a very important aspect is tefillah. Tell him to be mispalel. In our Sedra, it states that when Avraham chased out Hagar and Ishmael, and Ishmael was sick with fever, and Hagar went and cried to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it states that HaKadosh Baruch Hu heard the tefillah of Ishmael. Why the tefillah of Ishmael and not of Hagar? So Rashi brings, because tefillah HaChele is Nishmas Tfei, that the tefillah of the Chele is better than the tefillah of others. So if you can persuade a sick person to pray, to be mispalel, that's a very great schus. One final area that a person can do in the bikur, and that is, and this is important, because the Gemara says that if you don't do this, you have not fulfilled the mitzvah properly, and this is to be mispalel for him. That when you see the sick person, you must be mispalel, you must say a tefillah. You must have him in mind when you daven. The Gemara says that if you know of someone who's sick and you're not mispalel for him, leikia mitzvah keroi, you have not fulfilled the mitzvah properly. Because of that, the Gemara brings, preferably you should not see him you should not see him first thing in the morning, because then he's better than he usually is. You might think it's not necessary to be mispalel. And you shouldn't see him late at night, because then he's worse than he usually is, and you might be miyayish mispalel. A person will say that it won't help to be mispalel. So preferably to see him in the middle of the day. The Gemara says this is one of the reasons why it's so important to be mavakir. Because only when you see his suffering, then is the person inspired to do for him and to be mispalel for him. So these are the areas that a person must have in mind when he goes to care for the sick, to take care of every possible need, and to help lighten the sickness, to help hasten the refuah, and not to do anything contrary to all of this, to add to the burden of the sick person. Because of all of this, even though we mentioned that you're not allowed to say bad news, and therefore we mentioned if someone dies, you have to be very careful. unless you want more people to come to his levaya. You're announcing it so people should come to his levaya, that's for his COVID. See? But otherwise, you have to be very careful. But when someone is sick, it's a mitzvah. See? There the Gemara brings, when someone is sick, it's a mitzvah to tell. Gemara brings him a sect in the Dorim, the Gemara says, what it brings in Rishak Nazdorim and Daf Mem, Lamed Tesam and Beis and Daf Mem, Rav Chelbe Cholash, Rav Chelbe became sick. Nofak, Rav Kahana Achris, Rav Chelbe Boish. Rav Kahana went out and he announced Rav Chelbe is sick. Le'ika de Koosi. Won't people go and visit and care for him? It's a mitzvah to tell people. Because if you don't, then who's going to know he's sick to go care for him? Who's going to know that he's sick to be mispalled for him? To tell that a person died, there's nothing you can do for him. So what should you tell? It's just news. You know, to say bad news, that's an avera. It's a mitzvah to say good news, make people happy. Like our newspapers. But to tell, but if someone is sick, then it's a mitzvah to tell people that they're sick so they'll go and do for him. What is the reward of this mitzvah? The Gemara brings again in the Dorim and Daf Mem the case that the Bekiva went and he took care of a Talmud, and the Talmud was very sick, and there was no one to care for him, and Rabbi Kiva went and he washed for him and he cleaned his house for him and he cared for him. Eventually the Talmud became cured. Omale Rebbe Hachisoni, he said, Rebbe, you have given me life. Yotze Rabbi Kiva Vedorish Kol Mishi and Mevake Chaylin Kili Shofik Domim. So Rabbi Kiva went and taught that whoever doesn't visit and care for the sick, it's as if he has spilled blood. Then the Gemara brings Kol she mevake chayle, whoever is mevake chaylim, he brings life to him. Gerim le shiichya, he's bringing life to him. She ain't a mevake, who doesn't visit, so he says, is not he? Since he doesn't visit, so he doesn't know what's happening to him. If he doesn't know what's happening to him, he will not go be mevake shrachim, be mispalel for him. So therefore, he will not bring life to him, and in many cases he can be gaydim, he can cause him, heaven forbid, death. Then the Gemara brings a posuk. The posuk in Tehillim, Mem Aleph. The posuk says, Mem Aleph Beis, Ashre maskil el dol. Fortunate is the one who gives heed to the dol. Dol means a poor man, but the Gemara says here it refers to the chayla, to a sick person. Hashem. When it comes to the evil day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will save him. Hashem yishmerehu, Hashem will guard him. V'chayehu, he will give him life. Yushar bo'oretz, he will make him famous and well known in the land. And he will not give him into the hands of his enemies. So the Gemara darshins this posuk. What does it mean that whoever will look into the needs of the sick will be saved? He'll be saved from the evil day. Says that's Gehenim. Nitzel midin l'gishul Gehenim. Whoever visits the sick will be saved from the fires of Gehenim. Then the Gemara says, what is his reward? The Gemara says, what do you mean, what is his reward? We just said, no, that's his reward in the next world. But maskore b'elam hazeh, what is his reward in this world? So it states in the posuk, Hashem yishmereyu v'chayehu yu'ushar b'oretz v'altidneo b'nefesh ha'iva. Four things. Yishmereyu miyetzahor. He will be guarded from the yetzahor, from the evil drive. V'chayehu, and he will be given v'chayehu min ha'yisurin. He will be given freedom from affliction. Yu'ushar bo'oretz, He will be made known in the land, Shakol Mishabdinbo. Everyone will give him kovod, fame and honor, Valtitneo Benefesh Eivov, and he will not be given into the hands of his enemies. Shizdamnu Leireim Kenaman Shiripa Sarosei, Valtitneo Leireim Kirachovam Shirchilkas Malchusei. He will be given friends like Naaman was. Naaman was sick with tzaras, it's like a leprosy, and Elisha came and cured him. He will be given these types of friends, and he will not be given friends, evil friends, like Rehovam, that was given friends that broke, that destroyed his kingdom. So, we see like this, that a person who takes care of the sick, firstly he'll be saved from the Din of Shel Gehenna. That's in the next world. What's the reason? Two reasons, the Maral says, in his Nesiva Chesed. It's in Nesiva Chesed. One is because the essence of the Gehenna is a voidness, a nothingness of death. This person is Eishik B'chayim. People that go around to help the sick, what are they doing? They're bringing life to people. These are people that need it. And they're bringing life to people. So people that occupy themselves with bringing life to people, so therefore they will be saved from Gehenna, which is just the total contrary, the total antithesis of life. That's in the next world. What are they promised in this world? They're given four brochas. One bracha is that they will, it states Yishmerehu, that they will be guarded from the Yetzer Hara. Why? Here there's two reasons you can say. One reason is, well, the simple reason is because the Gemara says that if a person feels that the Yetzer Hara is getting the best of him, Yaskele Yemamise, he should remember the day of death. When he remembers that this world is not forever, and eventually he's going to disintegrate and die and so forth, then the Yetzer Hara doesn't have too much of a hold on him. A person who's constantly with sick people, and they see the suffering that sick people go through, they have a deeper dimension in the reality of life. People who are the who live in a fiction world, in a fictitious world, where it's just a fast moving race, and they close their eyes to realities of life, so they are the ones who fall into the hands of the Yetzer Hara. But people who see what real life is, you go into the hospitals, you go into the nursing homes, you go into the homes for the aged, the homes for the handicapped, you see the realities of life, that life is not the way Hollywood depicts it. So this is the Yaskele Yemamisa. This is the Yetzer Hara will have a very weak hold on a person like that. So that's the simple reason why Yishmerehu, he'll be guarded from the Yetzer Hara. Then it states V'chayehu, Kodesh Baruch Hu will guard him from suffering. That's easy to understand, because he is busy helping others become free from suffering. So Kodesh Baruch Hu will repay him accordingly, Mido Keneged Mido, where he will become free from suffering. So that's the second bracha. The third bracha, Yu'ushar Bo'oretz, he will become well known in the land. The Maral says, why? Because he's occupying and giving kovod. When you go visit someone, you're giving honor to that person. You're troubling yourself to go visit someone else, you're giving honor to him. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu will repay you accordingly. You will receive honor. That's one reason. There's another reason you can give also. You know, visiting and caring for the sick and the handicapped and the aged is not from the glamorous jobs. Most people, they run after the glamorous jobs. Right? Where there's a lot of publicity and a lot of comfort and so forth and so on. The visiting, the sick, the handicapped and the aged, this is not from the most glamorous works. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will repay him with COVID. and he will become well known and honored in the land. And the fourth bracha is that he will be given into the he will not be given into the hands of his enemies. He will be given friends that are faithful friends. Why, the Maral says? Because, again, who comes to visit? When you visit someone, when you're in need and you're on your back and you cannot do anything for yourself, who comes to visit you? Your friends come to visit you, your faithful friends. Your unfaithful friends, they come to visit you when you're on top of the world. But when you're down, who comes to visit you? Your faithful friends. So you have shown yourself as a faithful friend, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will pay you back by giving you faithful friends. So this is the reward. That Ashri Maskel El Dol B'Yemir Oyim Alteo Hashem. Fortunate, Dovra Melech said, fortunate is the one who takes care of the sick. He will be saved from the day of Gehenna because he works with life. Gehenna is the antithesis to this. Hashem Yishmarehu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will save him from the Yetzer Hara because he's seen life at all of its dimensions. And in this, the Yetzer Hara works best in a fictitious world, see, not in a world of reality. V'chayehu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will save him from suffering because this person is a messenger of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help others to become free from suffering. Yusha Bo'oretz, he will become well known in the land because he gives honor to other people, and even in something which is a job which lacks honor. And he will not be given into the hands of his enemies. He will be given faithful friends because people that come to care for the sick, they're the faithful friends. So therefore he will be given faithful friends. This is the reward of this great mitzvah. Just one final note. The Chofetz Chaim Zichrein Lavroche in his Sefer Avos Chesed writes, he writes here in Perek Gimel in the Hagor, he says that he has noticed that in some communities, this refers to in Lithuania and Europe, in some communities, he says, the community has established an organization, a hevra, which is called Linas HaTzedek. Linas HaTzedek, the word Linas HaTzedek actually means the lodging of righteousness. What was it? He says when a person was sick, especially then, because the majority of their sick people were in the homes, in their own private house, they weren't in the hospitals or the nursing homes. So he says that when a person was sick, so one person from this group would be delegated to stay with the sick person every night. Kol laila v'laila lo lein etzel achila. He would stay with the sick person every night to see what he needs. And he says this is a wonderful, wonderful mitzvah for many, many, many reasons. Because firstly, for the sake of the sick person. He has someone to care for him the entire night, and this sometimes can save his life. Secondly, he says, he's doing a tremendous chesed to the family. Because the family of the sick person is usually totally exhausted. And they cannot stay up with him anymore at night. Thirdly, he says, sometimes they save the family from becoming sick because sometimes it's such a burden on the family that the members of the family become sick. Fourthly, he says this is a tremendous support of morale to the sick person and to the family when they see someone cares and comes every night to take care. And he says what great mitzvah this is. Besides all of the brochas that the Gemara gives, he says there are other mitzvahs involved in this. It's a mitzvah. There's many times it involves mitzvahs of tzedakos and mitzvahs of atzolos nefoshes, saving lives and so forth. He says, what a great mitzvah. He praises this and he says, halalai, something like this, which applies accordingly to the times, could be organized in every community. So this is the an insight into some of the halachos of the mitzvah of Bikur Chayilim, what its sources and its obligations and the fulfillment of the mitzvah, what one must do and what one must be careful from doing, and the reward of the mitzvah. And this is something which is relevant to all of us, but there's a special relevance to those who are in the medical field, to doctors, to sisters, to nurses, or to those who help with places such as the hospitals or homes for the aged and so forth, handicapped. The great mitzvah that they are doing, that they are involved all the time in bringing life and in bringing comfort and freedom from affliction from the person. And also, this is very important for people who are communal heads and the rabbonim, that if something to help for the sick, we have such things at a community-wide level, but at a community-wide level it cannot cover every area, but in every shul, in Europe this was common, that in every shul, like the Kopenskheim writes, every small community, they had a hevra that would be mashgiach, that it would be their job to keep an eye, to see whatever they could assist in this area. And on all of the people that do this, there are people who excel in this mitzvah, and we should be zeicher, and all of those who excel in this mitzvah should be zeicher to all of the brochas that the Gemara brings on this. Ashrei maskel el dal, that fortunate is the one who looks into the needs of the sick. B'yemro oyim al teu Hashem, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will save him from the yemro. Hashem yishmareyu v'chayehu yo'ushar bo'oretz, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will guard him and give him life and make him famous in the land. V'altineu b'nefesh eivov, and he will not be given over to the hands of his enemies. And im yitz Hashem, we should see better no one sick, but if someone has to be sick, we should see that he's cared in the best possible manner.
The Yeshiva Gedola hopes that you have learned much from the presentation. For further information or to order additional shiurim, please contact the Yeshiva Gedola of Johannesburg. Visit us on the web at www.ygj.co.za or contact us via email at audio@yjj.co.za, via phone at 011-648-7906, via fax at 011-648-0085, and via post at PO Box 66226, Broadway 2020, Johannesburg, South Africa.